It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I was thinking about you as I walked down the block. I said, my friend will be there. There you are. Oh, what about my big boots? Do you ever like to wear high top shoes? Or any kind of cowboy boots or something like that? What about high heel shoes? Ever like to wear them? Well, I'm putting these on so I can show you some telephone lineman equipment. Yeah, I started thinking about telephones a lot after seeing King Friday talking with Sarah Saturday yesterday. The telephone is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Imagine being able to dial some numbers like that or press some buttons and then be able to talk with somebody at the other end. But there are lots of things that people have to know who are in the telephone company to keep the phones in good order. This is a tool bucket for a lineman. And these are some climbers. Now I must find the one that says left. That's it. Oh, first of all, I want to show you this little thing. You know, this is the thing that you put on your leg like this if you're somebody who climbs up telephone poles. And here, take this guard off. This is a gaff. It's like a little knife. And that knife just digs into the telephone pole and helps you climb up the pole. Put the guard back on. This is the way it goes on. Leave plenty of room here. You see my hat? This hat's good and strong. You hear it? Well, if anything should fall, it would hit the hat, not the head. Yeah. Now that one goes on there. And then this one would go on here. And then you'd just go like this up the telephone pole. Now these are the gloves. 3-in-1. Look. All to keep the man safe. And that one goes into this one that's rubber. You won't get a shock from the lines. And this one goes into this one. Yeah, there's so much to know about repairing telephone wires and installing them, too. Let's just take our tool bucket over to Picture-Picture. And ask Picture-Picture to show us a real lineman working on a telephone pole, okay? Picture-Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all? You're already doing it. A real lineman on a telephone pole. There he is, starting to go up. See his gaffs going into the pole? See, he's got that belt around him there. And he's got his bucket hanging from his big belt. And he attaches another part of the belt to the pole. All to keep him safe up there. All of his tools are right around that belt. Hammer, hammer, pound, pound. Look how little the houses and the cars look. He's so far up in the sky. Boy, it takes a long time to learn how to make that kind of repairs. Looks like he's going down. Oh, he's going down a bit and then under and around. See his hat? His gloves. There he's pulling the line up. And that's a telephone line that's going to go into a new house. Have to learn your trade when you're doing a job like that. There he's putting his bucket back onto his belt. He's about to go down. Putting his gaffs into the pole again. Now he's taking off his climbers. Putting the guard back on the gaff. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. Boy, you have to study a long time to be able to do something like that. This is a pretend telephone. Yeah, you know, we use it to pretend. Talk in and listen. Don't you ever wonder about the insides of things? The insides of real telephones and maybe the insides of people, too. Everybody's fancy. Everybody. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. It's the way I feel about you. Sure do. Do you hear a knock? Somebody at the door. Hello? Hi, Jerry. Come in.
You too, Mr. Rogers.
Good to see you. I'd like you to know my friends. This is Mr. Gleba. Yeah, he's a man who installs telephones. I asked him if he'd show us what some look like. You know, I said, if you'd come by, maybe you'd show us the insides of some phones.
Well, we have a few here. We'll try and show you the inside of these.
Good.
This one here, I'm unwinding. This is a dial-type phone.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, just by turning this, we dial different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see the inside of this?
You bet I would.
Get these screws out of here.
Now, you're the only one who would do something
like
that,
aren't
you?
Oh, yes. We go to school. Well, in fact, we spent a lot of time in school actually learning how to repair these and watching where all these wires go.
Look at
up front here, I guess you can notice that there's two bells or two gongs.
Uh-huh.
That's actually what makes that ringing sound when your phone rings.
And it goes fast, back and forth.
Yes, it does. Something like this.
Great. And all those wires.
Yes, all those different colored wires in there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a look at the back of the dial here.
So when you're in school, you learn about all of the...
Well, yes, all those wires have a certain place to go. That's the reason why nobody else should open these up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I never would.
And back on the dial here, you can see that we turn this finger wheel. How these gears actually spin.
Oh, boy. And that's what sends the number.
That's what sends the number on. And right here is what we call a switch hook. And when we set the receiver down on the phone, this goes like this. And then when we pick it up, it goes like this. And down here, we have a couple of contacts. So whenever this is up, this is where we get our dial tone from.
Mm.
And that tells us when we can dial on the phone.
Boy, that's complicated. But I guess after a while, it's second nature to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you have to know how to put them back together, too, don't you?
Yes, you do. Sometimes they're harder to put back together than they are to take apart.
I bet. Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have two little boys at home.
Two boys. Bet they'll be interested in seeing the insides of phones.
Oh, yes, they will.
They have a daddy who really knows how to repair telephones.
I have another phone here. It's a push-button type, if you'd like to see that one.
Oh, what?
It's just about the same inside, except we have a little bit of a different dial. How do you like that one?
Oh, that's a different color, too. I like the buttons.
Uh-huh. And this one, we get our different number by pushing these different buttons.
Uh-huh.
And we'll
open this one up. You say it looks pretty much the same.
Oh, yes, it is, just about exactly.
Some people have dial telephones, and some people have push-button telephones, but they are all mighty fancy. Oh!
As you can see in the back, we still have a bell there.
Uh-huh. And lots of wires.
Yes, same type of wires that we had in the other one, except for up here. As you can see, when we push these buttons, we make a few little things move there.
Mm-hmm. You have a very special job, Mr. Gleba.
Oh, it's quite enjoying.
You know, we have a pretend telephone here in my room. Yeah, my friends and I, when we play together, we use a pretend one because, of course, we don't want to use one like that.
I see.
It's right back there. It's just a tin can.
That's a fine telephone for playing.
Yeah, that's what we use
it for. That's very nice. Well, I have to install these now down the streets, so I better get a move on.
Oh, they're going to go in different people's houses.
Yes, they are.
Hey, good. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Say goodbye and thanks to Mr. Gleba, okay? Thanks, Mr. Gleba.
You're welcome.
See you soon. Bye-bye. A lot of people in the neighborhood who know how to do a lot of things. Let's take a look at the neighborhood of make-believe, okay? Fancy dancer. How in the world are you, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you both?
Oh, we're great.
Meow, 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 meow. Wonderful day, meow.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful day.
Meow, meow, dress, meow.
Meow, it certainly is a meow dress.
M-E-O-W.
W,
meow.
Meow.
Hey, Lady Evelyn, did you hear about King Friday?
What do you mean, X?
About your Uncle Friday and his invitation.
Meow, meow, so exciting, meow.
What kind of invitation?
Well, it happened yesterday. What were you doing yesterday?
I was studying, and I didn't even have a minute to get to make-believe.
Meow, meow, really exciting, meow.
Well, please tell me forevermore.
Oh, it's a nifty-galifty thing.
What?
Meow, 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 invitation. Meow, Sarah Saturday.
Sarah Saturday sent the invitation?
Yeah, she asked King Friday and Edgar to come for a visit.
To her house?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, it surely is. I better get over and help him get packed.
Meow, meow, not so fast, meow. Meow, may not, meow, going.
Not go?
Well,
why?
King Friday said that he was so busy, and being a king and all, well, he just said that he would think about it.
He would think about it.
Yeah.
You bet he'll think about it.
Meow, 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 make cup custard.
Oh, yes.
Meow, 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 root beer.
Probably will.
Yeah, and she might even show him some books with Benjamin Franklin in them.
Oh, he's just got to go. Well, of course he will. I'll do what I can.
Yeah, see what you can do.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me, friends.
I think we'll make them happy.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Make your appointment.
Meow, good luck, meow.
Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, it is, Lady Aberlin. I would like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday, please. Where is he? In the D room, deliberating. Well, do you think I could possibly have an appointment with him? Oh, good. In 1 8/9 minutes. Thank you very much, Miss Polificate. Bye.
You've just got to talk him into going, dear. You've just got to talk him into going.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you startled me. I haven't seen you in such a long time.
Well, I'm just cooking up a few things, dear.
Do you want Uncle Friday to leave for a little while?
Oh, it would be just great. Perfect, I'd say. Just perfect right now.
I think it would be very good for him myself.
It would do everybody good, dear.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, toot toot, Lady Abadir.
Toot toot, Lady Elaine.
I'm a man who manufactures, chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs in everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures.
Hi, Corny.
Oh, hello there, Lady Aberlin. How are you rocking today?
Oh, just grand, thank you. Have you heard the news about Uncle Friday?
Well, what is it?
He and Edgar have been invited to Sarah Saturday's house.
Well, I hope they have a good time.
They may not go.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess they're too busy. I'm certainly too busy for trips. I've got lots of business. See you later.
Okay, Corny. Wish me luck, trolley.
Try your best, dear. I'm counting on you.
Lady Elaine certainly wants Uncle Friday to go away for a little visit.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
You desired to see me?
Yes, sire. I wanted to tell you how pleased I am to hear of your invitation.
Yeah, I have thought a lot about going. I think I had better not.
Oh, but Uncle Friday, she'll give you cup custard and root beer, and she may even show you a book with Benjamin Franklin in it.
Benjamin Franklin?
Oh, well, I just mean, I really think you'd have a grand time.
I feel it my duty as a king to stay here and take care of the castle.
But Uncle Friday, Miss Polificate and Handyman Negri can do that, and I'll help whenever I'm here.
Edgar's invited too.
Oh, well, of course. Sarah Saturday knows that Edgar makes you feel comfortable.
Suppose I just call her on the telephone.
Oh, grand! I'll get the phone.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Should I or should I not? To go or not to go?
Here's the phone, Uncle Friday.
Oh, the phone.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know the number?
Yes, I do, Uncle Friday, as I remember it, the area code... Oh, hello? It's the operator. The area code is 311, and the number is 555-4321.
Oh, how good are you? Yeah.
Shall I tell the operator?
Would you please, yes.
Certainly. Operator, would you please get me the following long-distance number? 311... 555-4321.
It's a lovely musical number.
Yes, it is. Hmm. Thank you, operator.
Is it ringing?
It's ringing.
Good.
Oh, hello, Sarah Saturday.
Where is she?
Yes, it's Lady Aberlin calling all the way from Uncle Friday's castle.
She's at home.
Yes. Yes, oh, we've all been very excited about your invitation.
Yes, I'll speak with her.
Yes, he is, and he would like to speak to you. He's right beside me, Sarah Saturday. Fine.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Just a moment, here he is.
Yes, Sarah Saturday. Thank you. Hello, Sarah Saturday. It is Sarah Saturday.
Yes.
How are you? Oh, I like to hear your voice, but I'd rather feel your hand. I'd rather see your face and watch you understand. But I like to hear your voice. Well, she says if I want to see her face, that I should come to visit. It's Friday now, and perhaps I could come for the weekend. What do you think, Lydia? The weekend, yes. Oh, of course, Edgar and I will both come, yes. All right, then. Until a little while, then, Sarah said, you may hang up. Call out the staff, bring out the trunk, sound the general rejoice bell, make arrangements for the weekend. The king is leaving the castle for the weekend.
Oh,
the king is going for the weekend. Thank you, Lady
Emily.
Yes, I have a great deal
to do. I
would
like to make an announcement. Members of Neighborhood of Make-Believe, wonderful news. Uncle Friday is going to visit Sarah Saturday this weekend.
Nice going, dear. Nice going. You're a real sport. What a time we're going to have. Whee!
Well, Lady Lane, don't you mean what a time Uncle Friday's going to have? Did everyone hear me? Uncle Friday is going. He decided to go. Hello, Trolley. Uncle Friday is visiting a friend this weekend. Friend.
So King Friday and Edgar are going away for the weekend. Oh, was that a good telephone conversation with Sarah Saturday? Whew. Wonder what Lady Elaine's cooking up. She says, we'll have such a good time with them away. Yeah. Well, you can't go inside people to find out what's there. But sometimes people will tell you what they're thinking inside. And that's a good, peaceful time when people will tell you. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. We all want peace, we all want peace. King Friday will have a peaceful weekend. You know, Sarah Saturday understands him so well. I think he likes her, don't you? He said, "I like to hear your voice, but I'd rather feel your hand," he said. "I'd rather see your face and know you understand. But I like to hear your voice over the phone. I like you, too. Mm-hmm. And you and I'll be having a weekend, too. But we'll be together next week. And I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make every day and every week such a special one. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. You're mighty special to me. Bye, see you next week.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.